Do you happen to know
what day it is?
This day we all get the crap scared out of us by bloodsucking vampires. Tax day.
Today is the day!
State tax, federal tax, social security tax.
Son, I pay taxes.
I pay taxes!
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Paying taxes?
It's tax season.
Bring your taxes.
Done with taxes! Done with taxes!
Showtime.
Happening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, you know,
I feel
what?
Like I'm here. I'm just not very loud.
Teresa, come join us.
I can hear myself, but yeah, there's definitely something going on with my levels. I apologize for that. So today is tax day. Look what I have right here, Tara. Here's my envelopes.
Wow.
Yep.
How appropriate.
So I feel like, and I thought that maybe I was one of the few. I'm not. 47% of people procrastinate. You have until midnight to get your taxes done. I know a lot of you probably file extensions. Mine have been done and they're filed, but I just haven't had the money to send off to the government.
Oh my gosh, why are taxes the worst, honestly?
I am doing something wrong, Tara. I swear, every year I go through this and every year I go sit down with our HR person or, you know, our person who's in charge of our payroll.
Sure.
I sit down with her and I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Let's change these deductions, like take out the maximum amount. I talk to my accountant. I swear that I do every year I go through this. And then the next year I have to pay more and more and more. And it is off the charts.
That's how they get you. It's like that meme where you're like, why don't you just tell me what I owe you? No, you have to guess. What if I get it wrong? Prison, LOL.
I'm serious. It's outrageous. And so, yeah, I've been like, well, I guess we're going to send it off today. I had a long talk with my son, Christian, yesterday, who I put him on a budget, but he doesn't really understand what that means and doesn't follow the budget. And
okay.
I was like, no, this is the budget. Okay. You're buying groceries for the rest of the month. If you eat out, then I am taking you out of college and locking you in the basement for the next year.
Got him. Maybe that'll work. The threat of being locked in the basement always and forever.
It is crazy. I remember there was a time, too, where we used to make a big deal out of it in radio. We'd be like, hey, we're live at the post office and we're giving out free stamps and you have until midnight. And of course, now you just file electronically. Who cares?
Oh my
gosh.
It's
not even as big of a deal as it used to be.
I have so much anxiety about, let's just say everything, that as soon as I get what I owe, I have to pay it electronically. Even if there's a 2% fee or whatever, I have to get it done off the desk, off the table.
If you owe what I owe, Tara, you don't want to pay
2%. You don't want to owe even one more thing.
Nope. You know what was the hardest part? Is finding enough checks. Because this is probably, honestly, the only thing I ever write a check for anymore. And so, like, you know, I haven't ordered them in years. And it's getting down to where I'm about to run out. And I started panicking because I have to mail off three. I have to pay everybody. I don't get anything back. And I was like, oh, no, I don't even know if I have three checks. And what happens if I wait until the 15th and then I don't even have checks? Oh, no!
Don't worry. I went into my bank. They gave me a check right away. I've never owned checks in my whole life.
You never in your entire life? Mm-mm. Ever? You know, my kids are the same way. They don't even understand what a check is.
I mean, I remember when I was younger, my mom would order checks and I'd see the catalog of what she could choose from. And I'd be like, why don't you choose these fun ones? Like with puppies in the background. She's like, nah, we'll keep it classy.
Yeah, because it's more expensive and all you're doing is paying bills. Who
yes,
cares?
Exactly. It's so lame. But if you're like Teresa and you've spent all of your money paying off taxes, you probably still want to have a little fun. So we want to give you a pair of tickets to some of Starlight Theater's 2024 Broadway shows. We call that free fun. You could win tickets to The Cher Show, Come From Away, and West Side Story. If you win tickets to all those shows, you'll also receive dinner for two to a local Kansas City restaurant. So let's just do text right now, tax day, to 816-476-7093 for your chance to win. And in the meantime, Teresa, we've got tabloid coming up next.
Yeah, we have got to talk about Travis and Taylor all over Coachella. Did you see all of the videos?
Oh, yeah.
The video of him literally lifting her off the ground and hugging her face. I have so much to talk about. Mix 93.3, that is Doja Cat. She was at Coachella, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big weekend. Were you watching all the videos?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I was drooling over the videos.
Were we a little bit obsessed with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce hanging out? And I know they had security that walked them in and took care of them, but they were basically hanging out with G-Pop. They were like in the pit in the very front watching Ice Spice and a couple other people. A lot of people thought they'd be there for Lana Del Rey. I don't think they made it for that. But Billie Eilish sang with Lana Del Rey. And Olivia Rodrigo joined No Doubt on stage. There were a lot of really cool videos. It was fun to watch Barry Keoghan just totally dancing and having fun watching Sabrina Carpenter. And then they were with Travis and Taylor when they escorted them into the little pit front row area.
I was going crazy. I always think to myself, I would love to see all of these artists live, but Coachella seems so intimidating. You know, there's
yeah, I'm
so
not a big
many
all-day
bodies,
music festival kind
so
of person.
So many humans. And then I realized, oh, it's because you get to mingle with these people as well.
Yeah.
That's what makes it worth it. It was so cool. I also saw one of your faves, Renee Rapp, was up on stage with Kesha.
I love her.
Oh, my gosh. I would have loved to see every act at Coachella.
Yeah. There were so many videos, though, that took... So many women that took that clip of where Taylor was basically standing in front of Travis most of the time, and they're just jamming and having a good time. But there's this one moment where he like puts both his arms around her and kind of hugs her real close by the neck, and it says things like, you know, if my man doesn't grab me like this, then I don't want to be with him.
Yes, exactly. Or when he tossed her up in the air like a sack of potatoes.
He kind of picked her up like the Lion King at one point.
At just 5'11". That's amazing.
I know. It was one of my favorite things. This has nothing to do with Coachella, but just going to like Travis and some of our local celebs. Did you see Brittany didn't actually color her hair? Brittany Mahomes.
Was it a wig?
It was a wig, which I kind of guessed because her hair is so long and that would be such a process to turn it red. But I saw her out at the big game at Arrowhead. It was Sporting Kansas City taking on Miami. Messi was out there and a lot of the Chiefs players were there and they showed Travis and Brittany and her hair is blonde.
How fun to just be that wealthy that you can just be like, you know what? I want a full-blown photo shoot for absolutely no reason whatsoever other than to look cute.
I saw one where she was actually holding a drink. I think it was a product
okay,
shoot.
Okay, so it might have been for something.
Yeah,
okay, cool,
yeah.
cool.
All right, another tabloid news this morning. Rust Armorer, that is such a hard word to say, Armorer.
It is.
Hannah Gutierrez is set to be sentenced today. She faces 18 months in prison for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set, causing the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. His trial starts this summer. Dua Lipa getting ready to pull double duty on Saturday Night Live. The pop star will both host and perform as the musical guest on the May 4th episode of the show. And Civil War won the box office with $25.7 million in its opening weekend. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. Justin Timberlake on Mix 93.3. Good morning. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. And coming up after Sabrina Carpenter, we've got your trending topics. Caitlin Clark made her Saturday Night Live debut over the weekend. I've got some of her funniest moments. And today is tax day. And if you're like me, and you're literally handing over all of your money, and you could use some extra cash, we've got you covered.
Yep, coming up right at 7, it'll be your first keyword of the day for Mix's $1,000 thank you. That means you just go to mix93.com, enter that keyword, and you could win all of the money.
Sabrina Carpenter on Mix 93.3. Got to watch lots and lots of videos of her at Coachella over the weekend, hanging out with Taylor Swift and Barry Keoghan. Lots of fun.
Did you ever realize how tiny she is?
I did because I have met her before. She actually, back when she was on, is it Girl Meets World? She came into our studio and did like a little music set for us. It was a fun little acoustic studio thing. She's very nice.
Yeah, she's definitely one of those people where she's small in stature, but she just gives off bigger energy.
Yes.
Like I would have guessed she was at least like 5'7".
Yeah.
And then I realized how tiny she is. I'm like, good for you, girl.
Well, you really notice it when you see her, like when she was on tour with Taylor.
Yeah, 5'11"
to
4'11".
Taylor. Yeah. But you know, Barry Keoghan, who she's dating, is also short. So they're kind of a perfect little couple.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like when these shorter girls don't steal the taller guys from us tall girls.
It's very considerate of them.
Yes, very nice.
Yes, yes. All right, so in trending today, obviously the biggest story is that today is April 15th. It is tax day. Your deadline is midnight to file your taxes and send off that money. And if you are procrastinating like me, I've already filed mine, but I waited till the last minute to send off that money. You're normal. Like 47% of us procrastinate or delay doing our taxes. Donald Trump will make history as the first former president to stand trial on criminal charges when his hush money case opens today with jury selection. 27-year-old golfer Scottie Scheffler won the 2024 Masters. That's his second time. The Boston Marathon is today. And the WNBA draft gets underway tonight. Iowa star Caitlin Clark is expected to be the first overall selection. The Indiana Fever has the first pick. This is the most anticipated in a long time for this, obviously, because she's just getting a lot of, you know, a lot of people are tuning in because of her.
Yes.
And getting more excited about it and just women's sports in general. And Caitlin was actually on Saturday Night Live this weekend. She showed up on the Weekend Update harassing Michael Che for making jokes about women's sports.
But I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do. But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well, the Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University. You really wrote these yourself?
Yeah.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. 1B, 2 funnier, 3 dumbass.
Jack Harlow on Mixed on 3.3. Good morning. It's the Rocket and Teresa show. Rocket's actually enjoying a week off, going to spend some time with family. So it's just the ladies.
Oh, ooh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
And before we get to Taylor Swift, as we celebrate the women power, we actually have a cool prize and trivia, right?
Yes, we do. We're going to give you a gift card to Tresemmar if you can get the trivia question correct. Plus, you're going to be a finalist to win a reservation for 4 and $50 towards your night out at the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a T-Swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar. It's really, really cool. I think all of our bodies need a Taylor Swift pop-up experience.
Yeah, who doesn't need that?
Exactly. All right. Are you ready to play trivia, Teresa?
I'm always ready. Are our listeners ready is what I want to know, because it seems like we don't know. I learn, but I also feel stupid when you do your trivia.
That's kind of just like my everyday.
Okay.
You know? 816-476-7093. Call to play trivia. Your chance to win a gift card to Tresemmar and play for that experience at the Taylor Swift pop-up. Good morning. Who's this?
Rayma.
All right. Your question. Which drink is made from fermented apple juice?
Cider.
Yes. That's the first time.
Wait, cider is not just juice?
No.
I always thought cider was just a fancy name for juice.
That is amazing. Every time we've done this new trivia technique, I guess, where every person gets a different question, nobody has gotten it right on the first question so far. So good for you.
I feel like I did learn, though, because I'm not lying. I always just thought cider was like a fancy form of juice. I didn't realize
You're
it
welcome.
Was fermented.
You know what we do here at Mix? We educate. So you get a gift card to Tresemmar and you're a finalist to win a reservation for $4 and $50 towards your night out at the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a T-Swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second. Teresa, speaking of Taylor Swift.
It's almost like we planned it.
It's almost like we planned it.
These beautiful things that I've got. Benson Boone on Mix 93.3. You're listening to the Rocket and Teresa show. It's actually Ladies' Day. It's just Teresa and Tara today. We're taking over. And we decided, because I feel like as women, we know how to think positive. Like,
Absolutely.
We're kind of glass half full. Today is tax day. And I'm sure a lot of you are like me. You feel like you're handing over your life savings and you have no money now for the next few months. But even though that's kind of a sad thing, like, there always has to be something you can find that gets you out of bed in the morning.
Yes.
What's the one positive thing that you can look forward to today? Like, for example, my son Christian is away at college, but I got to see him twice over the weekend.
That's phenomenal.
Yes, it was awesome. We had a good time. We watched a couple of shows that he wanted to watch with me. That always makes my heart happy when he waits and wants to watch something with me. So we want to know, what do you love about your life? What is your one positive thing? You can start texting and calling now, 816-476-7093, and then we'll love to put you on the air after Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa, by the way, going to be on SNL in May, going to be the host and the musical guest. That'll
Good
be a
her.
Lot of fun. I believe it's coming up on May 4th. Charlie Puth, Mix 93.3. It is the Rocket and Teresa show on a tax day.
Ooh-hoo.
Yep, so today is the deadline to file your taxes. You have until midnight. I've already filed mine. I've got my little envelopes here to drop off my money in the mail.
Blah.
And then I'll be eating beans until
beans.
May 1st.
Not ramen noodles. She's going straight beans.
Whatever the cheapest is.
It's going to be rough to work with her in this tiny
That's
room,
right.
But we'll do it.
Donald Trump will make history as the first former president to stand trial on criminal charges today when his trial opens up for jury selection. 27-year-old Scottie Scheffler won the 2024 Masters, his second title. The WNBA draft gets underway tonight. Iowa star Caitlin Clark is expected to be the first overall selection. The Indiana Fever has the first pick, and she actually popped up on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, did a little skit with the Michael Che in the Weekend Update, and she did a great job.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
honestly.
Looked beautiful. She was awesome. And then finally, this weekend, I was playing on TikTok. And I got so many videos popping up. I don't know what I looked at to put this in my feed because my kids are grown, okay? So I don't watch Bluey. I'm very aware of it. I know exactly what it is. I know it's on Disney Plus. I know it's a phenomenon and everybody loves it, but I don't watch it. But oh my gosh, so many videos about this bonus episode that popped up over the weekend. I guess it's the longest one. It's almost 30 minutes long. Is that longer than normal,
yes.
Tara?
Yes.
But it was ripping people's hearts out. Gosh. I would love to know what you want to say about it. I won't spoil it. I never thought I'd even say that, too. Hey, guys, I'm not going to spoil the Bluey bonus episode for you.
It's important.
But, yeah, I've seen the end of it because it's in the video. And there's little kids. The joke is basically that these little kids, like, they just can't handle all this emotion. And they're crying. But then the camera turns to the parents, and they're bawling, too. And they're like, I didn't know I had the energy for this on a Saturday morning. Have you ever sat with your daughter, Grace, and watched, like, a Bluey episode and cried?
Yeah, there's a couple with Chili where I cry for sure. We knew about this all weekend long, and we kept wanting to watch it, but we never had a section of time where we were together. Mm-hmm. But now that I know I'm going to cry, do I do it?
Yes, and I would like you to please record yourself, and then I would like you to share the video so that I can post it on TikTok. On the text line, we've got one here that says, both my girls watched it this morning before school. I have a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old who I could hear telling each other, you stop crying. No, you stop crying.
Oh, I'm not sure I can handle this, Teresa.
Oh, I'm just so glad that I wasn't the only one. I mean, I didn't even see the whole stinking cartoon, Tara. I watched literally these, 20-second videos on TikTok of the last minutes of it or last seconds of the episode, and I cried.
I'm not sure I'm mentally stable enough for this episode. I was so excited for it. I was ready to giggle and laugh.
Now, do you have the same agreement that you have with your husband, with Grace, where you can't watch it until she watches it, or she won't know? Like, could I record you watching it in the studio?
It's 30 minutes. I don't.
No. Don't. All you have to watch is just
don't make me cry at work.
Just the last minute. I want to record it so bad.
I'm very fragile right now.
I'm getting so many texts popping up going, it's good tears, I promise. It was happy tears, but it was definitely tears, Tara. Get ready for it. It's coming. Sabrina Carpenter on Mix 93.3. She performed at Coachella over the weekend, and then she was hanging out with her boyfriend, Barry Keoghan, and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and they weren't in like a special VIP area, or maybe it was, but it looked to me like it was just a G-pop area. Like they were kind of in the pit with everybody else. Now they did have security escort them
in,
and they had security standing around them, but they were just kind of hanging out with the people.
Just mingling, and it looked like the people around them were being respectful and watching the act on stage and not looking at them. Whereas I would be totally doing a 180, mouth hanging open, just like, oh, I love you guys.
Well, there were definitely lots of videos. People were definitely getting that on tape. And then also the moment, if you missed it, where Travis picked her up and flung her in the air.
Yes.
Like, Travis or Taylor, you weigh 2 pounds. Let me just lift you up over my head.
And then he had one hand over his head, like a full cheerleading move. And that was amazing. I made that part up, but it felt like it could have happened.
I don't think I saw that part.
Oh my God.
All right, so today is tax day, and some of you, and including myself, some of us, might be a little sad about that, but we can always find something to be thankful for, something to be positive about, and so we want to know, why do you love your life? I mentioned that my son Christian, I got to see him twice over the weekend, got to talk to him a lot. He even ended up taking a nap at my house where I could just stare at him sleeping and be like,
amazing.
I made you, and I love you. So that's why I love my life. We want to know why you love your life. 816-476-7093. You said you finally got that nursery done.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We had such a doozy of a week last week trying to get the right paint colors. I mean, we started to paint it. Two walls were great. Third wall was a different color. We're like, sweet. They gave us two different paint cans. Went back for a third. It was different too. Now had three colors on the wall. Went back for a fourth, and we are in business, baby. The whole room is one color. I also have an appointment today, a maternity navigator appointment, if you will, Teresa, which means we're getting close to the day that this baby comes straight out of me and I get a little bit of relief. Are we excited?
Could you give birth on the air? I mean, that would really be good radio.
You know, I've talked about this a lot for ratings. I mean, maybe next time we take a road trip to Branson, I'm just like,
I wanted to have it just now.
Well, it's probably the best while Rocket's not here because he gets real grossed out. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Why do you love your life?
I love my life. I wake up with four beautiful children every morning and my wife.
That's so nice. What are your children's names?
Brantley, Oakley, Lane, and Navy.
Super
I love
cute.
That.
My voice got high.
Tara and I were both just talking off the air about how we've had several husbands call in this morning and say really nice things about their family, and we don't think our husbands would ever do that. So you get bonus points
today. Yeah, good for you, man. You're killing it. Have a great day. Good morning. Why do you love your life? Hello.
Hey there. Hello. Okay, we're going to have to move on.
Have
sorry.
A great day.
I have a text here that says my kids' voices in the morning, even though they should be sleeping.
Oh, that's
still
so
makes
cute.
You happy.
Hello, who's this?
Arrow.
Hi, Arrow. How are you?
Good.
Why do you love your life?
Because I get to call you every morning.
Yeah,
we
you do.
Love it when you call. You just make us smile every day.
And I also have a big YouTube channel.
Oh. Let's hear about it. Plug it out, man.
What do you mean?
Let's hear what your YouTube channel is.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. I love when she calls. Thank you so much.
I have a text here, Tara, that says, because my baby is in all caps, so cute, except there's an expletive in there between the so and the cute.
Is it so gosh darn cute?
Nope, it's a nice
it's different.
Big, yep, it's okay. A big word.
Well, Teresa, I think we need to take a break here, but when we come back, we've got a pretty cool prize, and I haven't given you your lines yet, but they're going to win that prize with Rocket and Teresa Theater.
Oh, no, I haven't even practiced
you
or anything.
You need to brush up. It's going to be a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Oh, no.
It's your time to shine, baby.
It's our time to shine, theoretically, as we play Rocket and Teresa Theater, so that you could win an amazing prize.
Yeah, Teresa, no pressure, but it's a really, 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 really good prize that they're really going to want. So don't screw this thing up. It's a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest coming up June 2nd at Legends Field. Plus, if you win these tickets, you'll be a finalist to win a pair of VIP tickets. Let me tell you a little bit about Phase Fest, Teresa. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, DJ Joey Donut. It's a full festival experience. They've got food, photo ops, outdoor games, all kinds of great stuff. But you have to nail your script first for them to get this thing.
That means I have to nail the script.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are
I don't
ready?
Feel the pressure at all because you have more lines than I do. So the pressure's on you, girly.
At least you don't have to sing, right? Here we go. Lights. Camera, action. I got a pocket full of such. Oh. But on Monday, when Rhea asked me how my weekend was, he was charming, you know? He was a real gentleman. And you know, it feels like I've got a love and it's all mine.
Okay. Wait. So are you going to see him again?
Nah, probably not. You know, just one of those weekends.
A whole weekend?
Yup. And scene.
I feel like we nailed it too.
Let's find out if Kansas City feels the same as they guess Beavis and Butthead and Dumb and Dumber as the answers. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I have to hang up on you.
It's me. Who's this? Oh my gosh, you guys panicking?
Were we that bad?
Hi, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, can you name that movie for Rocket and Teresa Theater?
Is it Easy A?
You bet it is.
Thank God. I was starting to really panic that we were so horrible. People were just like throwing their phones out of the car.
No, Pocket Full of Sunshine. Definitely remember that scene.
Oh, good job, Tara.
I'm hearing because the vocals were so great during that song.
That's what I'm hearing as well.
Yeah, so you get a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest. Plus, you're a finalist to win a pair of VIP tickets.
Yay!
I'm so glad you're excited. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second. Teresa, what do we have coming up next?
We have an update on your trending, what Megan Fox thinks about all that Love is Blind stuff. I've got her reaction after Benson Boone.
Have to do.
Noah Kahan on Mix 93.3. Good morning. It's the Rocket and Teresa show. It is just Tara and Teresa today. Rocket's enjoying some time off this week. Going to get to see his family. And we do have Jack Harlow coming up next. But first, let's get you updated on some of the trending tabloid stories this morning. Katy Perry, I showed you this picture earlier.
Yes.
Katy Perry was on the red carpet this weekend at a charity event with Orlando Bloom. And there is the sweetest picture where she's staring straight into the, you know, all the photographers, but he's standing next to her looking at her.
So sweet.
It's one of those, like, you know, find someone that looks at you the way Orlando looks at Katy. It's so pretty. She's just wearing a beautiful black gown, but she did have one accessory. It was a clear purse, and the only thing you could see inside it was a little rolled up piece of paper that said KP6 Top Secret. Katy Perry, 6th album. It's not titled yet.
So I'm on board.
It's either
accept.
Called Top Secret or... It's top secret so far.
I can't wait.
Do you think
wait.
That's the title of it?
Maybe. I don't know. I love her work. My favorite era of Katy Perry was like Teenage Dream, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, Summer Girls. I kind of want her to go back to that.
Yeah, a little more pop sounding.
Poppy and sweet and innocent.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been going up to Megan Fox, apparently, and asking her about Love is Blind. She sat down and did an interview this weekend, and she talked about how she said, I've had a lot of people text me. Well, I guess I should go back. If you're not familiar, Love is Blind, show on Netflix. One of the contestants, her name is Chelsea, right, Tara?
Yes.
Who claimed when she was describing to the person that couldn't see her at the time, you know, what he looked like, and she said Megan Fox. And a lot of people were like, ah, and there was backlash. So she said, this is Megan Fox, said, I've had a lot of people text me and stop me. Even other celebrities at like Oscar parties were like, do you watch Love is Blind? And I was like, no, but I know what you're talking about. 100,000% people have told her you kind of look like Megan Fox. That's what she's saying. So she's saying, I believe her. I believe she's telling the truth when she says that. And she says, I also hope that she still has that sparkle in her eye. And I hope the world didn't steal it from her. No one deserves to get bullied. I don't think she deserves that. I think people went too hard.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a nice, well said answer. So, I also.
Sounds like she's kind of on her side.
Justice for Chelsea. I'll tell you, she was kooky in the relationship. However, I still think if she was my coworker or my friend, she makes faces that look like Megan Fox.
This article had a side by side. And yes, they... Okay, Megan looks different.
They're not twins.
But their features are similar.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of a weird... It's kind of like... Maybe like a Khloe Kardashian back in the day and a Kim Kardashian. Like, you could tell they're related, but they don't look exactly alike.
I think her only fault was saying it to somebody that couldn't see her.
Right.
Instead of like when you talk to her.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, you'll see it yourself. She makes faces that look just like Megan Fox.
Yeah. And the WNBA draft gets underway tonight. Iowa star Caitlin Clark is expected to be the first overall selection. The Indiana Fever has the first pick. And Caitlin was on Saturday Night Live this weekend. She did a great job. She showed up on the weekend news update harassing Michael Che for making jokes about women's sports.
But I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do. But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well, the Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University. You really wrote these yourself?
Yeah.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. 1B, 2 funnier, 3 dumbass.
That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com. Oh, Justin, I have some very bad news. Good morning. It's Mix 93.3, the Rocket and Teresa show. Justin Bieber, Tara.
Yeah.
He is no longer the most popular Canadian.
Oh, no. Poor fella.
I know. I mean, he must have known his title was just fleeting, you know, like live in the moment, but it's not going to last forever. I bet that you know who took his place.
Well, my favorite Canadian always and forevermore would have to be Ryan Reynolds.
I think that's everyone's favorite Canadian, Tara, because he actually got over 4 million monthly Google searches around the world, and his Wikipedia page was viewed over 62 million times.
By one woman in Olathe.
It's all you. So there
you're
you
welcome,
have it.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds, the most popular Canadian. Yeah. Yeah. That's me handing over all my money today to the IRS.
That's
what I'll be doing.
That IRS is a freak in the bed.
Mix 93.3. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show, and we're going to get out of here. Remember that you have more chances today to win money.
That's right, with Mix's $1,000 thank you. We do it during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. So your next chance is coming up with Davo at 3. And you don't need all four keywords to win. All it takes is one.
All right, any big plans for today?
I think I'm going to do more stuff on the nursery. I keep getting pressured that like this baby could come at any time. And I know that once I finish everything, the baby in my belly is going to be like, you're going overdue, Mom. Good luck. How about you?
Or maybe that's when they're like, okay, let's go. Like the baby can sense you're finished and they're like, all right, let's go.
Honestly, she's going to sleep in a bassinet in my room for like the first 3 months. Mm-hmm. So if she wants to come today, I won't be mad.
Did Grace sleep in a bassinet?
Yeah, for the first 3 months. And then she went to her crib.
Neither one of my kids did. My mom bought me the most fancy, a beautiful bassinet that rocked and played music and vibrated. Neither one of my kids would sleep in it. Chase slept in his actual Graco stroller. Nice. There was something about the car seat, like maybe the position it put him in, that he slept in the Graco stroller next to my bed. And that was the only place he would sleep. And then Christian would only sleep in his little swing that goes back and forth, which I know you're not supposed to do.
Exactly.
But that was the only place he would sleep. So I stuck it right next to my bed and I would turn that sucker on and it would rock back and forth and he would sleep.
Yes, Grace slept best in that swing, and the doctor would say, don't let her do this, and I would be like, but I'm going to die
exactly
if she doesn't get a couple hours in the swing.
That's right. Hey, you do you, girl. You gotta do whatever you can.
I don't recommend it to other moms, but I had to survive.
Exactly. All right, before we get out of here, we always like to do this, and I'm just gonna say, you and I sound like maybe we need a little more attention from our men.
Always.
In today's second look. So many women that took that clip of where Taylor was basically standing in front of Travis most of the time, and they're just jamming and having a good time. But there's this one moment where he like puts both his arms around her and kind of hugs her real close by the neck. And it says things like, you know, if my man doesn't grab me like this, then I don't want to be with him.
Yes, exactly. Or when he tossed her up in the air like a sack of potatoes.
He kind of picked her up like the Lion King at one point.
At just 5'11". That's amazing.
I know. It was one of my favorite things. I think our husbands are giving us the attention that we desire from them.
Okay, not just desire.
And your voice
deserve.
Got really high there, by the way.
I get really passionate.
Tara, do you want your husband to pick you up like a sack of potatoes?
I just want some attention to be tossed in the air. I'm sorry I look like the Kool-Aid man right now. I'll be back eventually.
Don't say that. You're not the Kool-Aid man.
Wait,
you look
seriously,
absolutely
though,
beautiful.
I was looking in the mirror yesterday and I was like, if I didn't know myself, how many weeks would I guess? And I was like, yep. 52 weeks, full year cooked.
You're very close. It's almost time.
I'm ready. Let's do it today.
I'm excited for you. And you look beautiful.
All right, beautiful.
Everybody, have a wonderful Monday. Enjoy your tax day. God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.